my name is Sailor Cooper. Over the next 6 minutes, I'll discuss how to develop your vocals. Because just like an athlete warms up the body before competing, a broadcaster needs to know how to warm up a voice before going on air. We will be discussing key elements such as diaphragmatic breathing, controlling your rate, pitch, volume, having good articulation of sounds, and finally, maintaining a healthy voice. First, we're going to talk about diaphragmatic breathing. It's much easier than what it sounds like. Breathe diaphragmatically by not letting your chest expand and shoulders rise. Instead, allow your abdomen along with your stomach to expand with air. Exhale by letting the stomach muscles contract and the diaphragm relax. This will allow air to be released slowly rather than all at once, which will enable you to speak more words without sounding short of air, and therefore you won't have a breathy voice. While announcing, make sure to pay attention to your voice. Instead of using your normal voice that you use with family and friends, which can sometimes be high-pitched and have slang, use your professional voice that has a low range, a steady pace, and good clarity for easy understanding by your audience. The reason that is because a lower pitched voice is easier to listen to. Next, volume is another important element that you should pay attention to because it contributes to the enthusiasm and energy that you have while performing. It is controlled by the muscles that affect proper breathing, which is why also, diaphragmatic breathing is important. You should pay attention to the voice you're using while talking to an audience or a listener, or else the broadcast will sound uninterested. Another way to think of this is to consider projection, the process of pushing a sound out of your mouth. Kind of like when you're speaking to someone at a distance, we give the sound more of a push with our stomach muscles. As you gain experience, you'll develop your ability to project your voice better. Whereas beginning announcers often hold back on projection, adding variations of loudness and softness can add to the interpretation of what you're reading. Now, let's discuss pitch. When it comes to pitch, use your full pitch range, emphasizing the lower portion of your voice, because your voice sounds more professional that way. The best pitch would be 1/4 up from the lowest pitch you could speak. Because pitch is the highness or lowness of your voice. In other words, the frequency of your vocal sound. Men have an advantage because they have longer vocal folds. This is why women need to be more conscious of favoring the lower range of a vocal pitch. When it comes to rate, speak at a standard broadcast pace, which will help with articulation and make it easy for the audience to understand. Rate is the number of words you deliver during a given time as you speak or read a script. While there is no correct rate, typical range falls between 160 and 180 words a minute. At 180 words a minute, you're speaking at an accepted broadcast pace. Usually, we misjudge how fast we actually talk. So to practice, it's a good idea to record yourself so you could play it back and hear your rate as other people do. One of the most important aspects of vocal development is tone. The human voice is similar to a musical instrument. The body surrounding the vocal cords is different for each person, therefore will resonate the sound in a different way. We know this to be true because we can recognize different voices saying the same exact thing. Sympathetic vibration is similar to what happens in your throat and head when you relax and permit your body's resonators. Using resonance is one of the keys to developing a good broadcast voice. The performer must relax enough to allow the sound to be channeled to the various resonant chambers that enhance the quality of sound. Usually you won't notice this until you have a cold leading you with a stuffy sound, because some of those chambers are blocked. So far we've covered volume, pitch, rate, and tone. Next, let's move on to articulation of sounds. Articulation of sounds are produced by the 5 articulatory organs, which are the lips, teeth, tongue, jaw, and palates. Make sure your tongue moves from your front teeth to the soft palate and relax your jaw. Good articulation also depends on production of saliva. Make sure to drink plenty of water before performing. The most common cause for inarticulation is a lazy mouth. Your mouth is a collection of muscles, and like all muscles, you have to learn to strengthen them. Lazy speech habits can be overcome by opening the mouth, moving a lower jaw, and using the lips, tongue, and teeth in an exaggerated manner. Finally, the most important, which is caring for your voice, because without caring for it properly, you could lose it, and therefore you won't be able to perform the duties of the broadcast trade. First, warm up before session by doing exercises from humming to harmonizing, which is what many broadcasters, actors, and singers do before their performances. Second, keep hydrated by drinking plenty of water. Third, avoid harmful lifestyle choices such as smoking because it can damage the lungs, which can damage the vocal cords. Avoid screaming and shouting when it's not necessary because it can also wear out your vocal cords. And if you've overused your voice, make sure to rest well and don't talk for at least a few hours. In conclusion, vocal development is by far the most important element you need to know if you want to work in this field, because your voice is the most essential tools that you'll use to perform the duties of this job. My name is Sailor Cooper, and this has been a segment on refining your voice.